Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
All right, Benny and Mal here.
Yeah.
We're teasing out a few demanding dilemmas for you. Big word, isn't it? Dilemma. It just means having a difficult choice to make.
You choose.
Like if you're allowed a special birthday outing, trying to decide whether to have a bowling party or a swimming party. Something like that.
Good example, Mal. I'd go for swimming. And you might not know this, but an ethical dilemma is a difficult choice about the right thing to do.
You choose.
Here's an ethical dilemma for you. If you found a crisp £10 note on the ground and no one else was around, would it be okay to keep it?
And here's where it gets really interesting. Some ethical dilemmas are about difficult choices we have to make about how we use science.
You choose.
Dilemmas about science. Not sure I get what you mean there.
Science is all around us. It helps us do a massive amount of stuff. But just because we can do some things, well, doesn't mean we should.
Yeah, like we could keep that £10 note, but should we?
You choose!
I see that sound effect is still with us, Mal. Let's talk about fluoride in the water. Around 10% of the water we use in the UK contains fluoride.
First question, what's that?
In some areas, it's a naturally occurring mineral. In others, well, it's put there by scientists.
Yuck. So when I'm having a lovely cold glass of water, I'm actually having a lovely cold glass of chemicals. I'm not too happy about that. Why do they want to put chemicals in the water?
Well, there is a reason. Fluoride has been shown to improve dental health. For decades, people in areas with fluoride in the water have had less fillings than those in areas without. It strengthens the enamel. That's the tough coating on your teeth.
How do we know that people aren't just getting fewer fillings because they're brushing their teeth more often?
Straight away, you're raising a good point. Some scientists argue that the evidence, whilst there, just isn't good enough for adding fluoride. They also point out that toothpastes and dental health are just better in many places.
And it seems pretty drastic putting it in all the water in some areas. That means if you live in one of them areas, you don't even have a choice about it. Maybe I like having fillings.
Clearly that's bonkers. Putting it in all the water is a good way of making sure no one is left out. You raise another good point though. Some people certainly think that essential things like water shouldn't be changed on purpose, unless there really isn't an alternative to prevent serious harm.
Yeah, and are a few fillings really that bad? Worth tinkering around with the water supply for? I'm really not convinced about all this fluoride swishing about.
Well, we are talking about one part of fluoride per million parts of water, so it's not very much. But fluoride can be harmful in larger doses, and so having scientists checking and monitoring the supplies is a vital part of the process. So, as you can see, it's a right old dilemma.
A demanding dilemma. A positive brain-busting bioethical bamboozler. I wonder which side you'll agree with.
You choose.
Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.